Yes, we're very excited. This is our first ever Summer Fete. It's going to be at Sheringham Catholic Church on the 20th of August, 12 till 4 o'clock. It's free entry. And the idea is that the day is going to be a really fun, affordable day out for families. So, for instance, there'll be a barbecue there, which you'll be able to get something to eat for £1. All the drinks are going to be kind of 20, 50p, that kind of thing. Lots of cakes and loads of games and some amazing prizes. We've already had some fantastic donations for our raffle. Some really nice days out for families, basically, stuff like that. So we're really, really excited about it.
What prompted you to do a fete?
It was actually a suggestion by one of our volunteers. So it's a young group that are organising the fete. It's a group of five girls, all of them in their 30s, who were very keen to do something for the food bank. And they don't volunteer on a daily basis because they work. So they kind of get together in the evenings and make all the plans. They really wanted to do a fete. So we thought, why not? We've never had one before.
Now, last time we spoke, it was in the winter. Now we're into the summer.
Does that
change what the food bank does?
It does change what the food bank does. We're sort of no longer providing a kind of a nice warm place with a nice cup of tea, you know, which we do a lot in the winter. But we are helping a lot of families at the moment who are struggling because it's the summer holidays. Most children under the age of 7 receive free school meals at school. And obviously that means a parent has then got 6 weeks of the summer holidays where they've got to find an extra meal a day if they've got one child under the age of 7. If they've got more than one, that's an extra 2 or 3 meals a day that you need to find. So we know that families are under increasing pressure during the summer holidays to find food for their families.
Does that change what you are looking for people today?
Yes, it does. We're trying to, during the summer, find kind of more children-focused things. So we're always asking for treats for children. It's really nice to be able to just offer that gesture. We're not encouraging children to eat lots of sweets, but, when you think of a child might not have a treat over a week or two, it's really nice to offer them a little bag of chocolate or something like that as a treat. So we do ask for children's treats, and we're asking also for things like children's toothbrushes, children's toothpaste, any specific children's toiletries that might be a bit too expensive to add onto that family budget during the week.
And we're sitting here with tins and tins behind us.
We are.
Obviously, you've got a lot of stock, but always looking for more. Is there still a big demand?
Yes, we are seeing our figures continue to increase. Not at a rapid rate, but year on year, it's quite significant. So, yes, we are still seeing an increase.
And still getting a lot of support from the local community.
An incredible amount of support from the local community. I mean, that's ever increasing also. We are getting a lot more support from the corporates around here as well, which is really nice. So we've just recently been donated money to purchase our first ever food bank van. So that money was donated by Sheringham Shoal, the wind farm off Sheringham Beach. And the van has been very kindly supplied by Crayford and Abbs in Bodham. So we're kind of seeing a much more involvement from local businesses, from local churches, from schools. Schools are getting a bit more involved now. So, yeah, the community is really behind us, and that's amazing.
And how much of a difference will that van make to you?
That van, as we were looking at some of the figures, it's going to save the charity several thousand pounds a year, first off, which is incredible. But it's going to really enable us to reach those clients who are living in very rurally isolated areas as well. And that's really important. And it's also just going to be able to kind of help us to streamline our operation a little bit.